All right. Okay. I want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to talk about Ireland. I don't want to talk. I don't really even want to talk. And that's kind of the worst part about all of this is I don't really even want to talk. I wanted quiet because I like quiet now. This particular phase of the lifelong art project that I've been doing in various stages and cycles is the quiet stage. So I don't have to worry about much. So I can paint, so I can be okay. But I have to talk, unfortunately, about the Pride Festival. And I have to talk about the fact that, things are different and I'm not running it anymore. Some would say that I never really was. Some would say that I was nothing but a figurehead, and honestly, it was never really, it was never really right for me to be in charge of it in the first place because I'm not a part of that community other than being an ally and a supporter. In my effort to remain inclusive with, all of the art that I put out into the world, I have developed wonderful and incredibly enriching relationships with so many different types of people. And I want all of those people to be happy. I want all of those people to have a wonderful life. I want all of those people. I want all people to be happy and have a wonderful life. But I did the Pride Festival thing for 3 years, and I'll tell you what, it was something that I really feel like it worked because even though it wasn't necessarily, everything it could have possibly have been, it definitely was amazing every time that we did it. And I loved it, and I enjoyed it. And when I passed it on to the people who are working on it now, I did it because I knew that they would be the best possible people for it and do good for it. And look, I can't do everything all at once. A lot of the times with a lot of these projects, when I get myself to a point where I just don't feel like I can fucking handle it, it usually means that it's time for me to walk away from it. It usually means that it's time for me to stop doing it. We'll share a story though. See, when we did the first one, anytime when you do the first one, there's going to be a whole lot of mess involved and a whole lot of, trying to figure things out on the fly. That's one of my favorite things in life, is trying to figure things out on the fly. Well, we were figuring things out the entire day at the first one, and it was very chaotic, and we had been dealing with, a lot of concerns, and this was post-COVID, everything that was going wrong during COVID, and a lot of demonstrations and things like that, I had nothing but faith in my community. I had nothing but faith in my city that they would rise to the occasion, that it would be wonderful. And for all 3 years, by the way, that's exactly what happened. We've never had an incident once. We've had one protester. One protester. One time. one protester one time, and now I'm remembering that the picture of me that was put into the press with that one protester, where the caption read I was offering them water, it was actually my to-go cup from the bar, and I wasn't offering it to her, I was just making a point because I talked with my hands. But it was still a good picture. We've had one protester, but we've had a lot of wonderful people that really enjoyed themselves too. We've had a lot of breakthrough moments with people and just an outstanding fun day for the community, an outstanding fun day for the city. And it was perfect. But that first one wasn't so perfect. That first one was a big old mess. And, you know, one of the biggest problems that I've always had was filling out paperwork correctly. And you know, what we agreed to, we had no idea what we were going to be dealing with. We agreed to have everything off the street by a certain time and to have the road reopened. And there were still 600 people there. And we were going to have a big performance in the art gallery. And when you tried to put 600 people into that art gallery, you realized that there was no way in the world that was going to happen. I realized that there was no way in the world that was going to happen. The entire floor of the gallery was covered with people, and there was absolutely no room to move or to do any sort of performance. So I told everybody they had to leave. I told everybody they had to go, that they couldn't, that we were way over capacity and we couldn't possibly, you know, still continue with this performance. And they were understanding, and they all went back outside. But the problem is they all still were there for a show, and well, we gave them one. We dragged all of the speakers and all of the sound equipment out into the street, and all the performers sashayed up and down the sidewalk, and it was an absolutely spectacular moment in the middle of it. It was the most incredible thing, this massive dance party with hundreds of people on the street outside of the gallery. But you didn't really appreciate it until you walked across the street and realized that these hundreds of people were all just standing on a sidewalk, not going into the street at all. And it was the biggest dance line that you've ever seen in your whole life. And it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. To the point that I got Reese to come across the street to look at it with me. Because it was just overwhelmingly beautiful. There's photos of it out there. It's all over the place. But that's the moment that I knew that all of it was worth it. And that's why I did two more. Trying to get that moment back. You don't always realize when things are just right. That time I did.